Mariachi is like the style in which you employ them.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like if you
right.
get them to turn up at yeah. some romantic moment, okay. that's a mariachi band.
It's a mariachi band.
Is it actually?
No.
Okay. I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Oh, Grey, hot.
Hello, and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched. My name's Morgan, and this is the podcast where we watch the first episode of TV series and then the very last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what happened. It's a different lens to do that. Joining me to look through that lens and...
What?
It's Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
Hey, you're changing the start.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like to throw it out.
That was crap.
Do you want us to just pre-record Morgan and
I would
just
like
play
that.
It at the start?
Different lens?
Yeah, it's a different lens.
We're through the looking glass.
Casting new light. We're just like ruining people's beloved TV shows by only watching small pieces of it.
That is just savage.
Yeah.
What a
bunch of hacks. We're washed up. This is...
Oh wow, we're in the shit already.
Really? Ruining the classics like $6 Million Man and yeah, Entourage.
Exactly. Aaron, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah. Are you
it's a whole new world out there, Morgan.
Do you subscribe to
podcasts,
this lens of us being a hack?
Podcasts were invented for this reason.
It's a very hostile environment to kick off of.
We come in hot with some real energy. Scott, what do you got for us?
No, I'm pretty placid. How you going, man?
I'm good.
You're not going to fit in Entourage.
Yeah. I gotta balance out this aggression.
Jess just put a handgun on the table.
Testosterone fueled episode.
I know, right?
Nah, it's the deer hunter in Lee Majors hangover.
And I've got
jacked up on Lee Majors.
I still have a
bionic dick is bursting through the table.
I have an Adrian Grenier hangover.
He cannot act.
So Entourage.
Speaking of Adrian Grenier, so he's the main dude.
Yes, he played Vince in Entourage.
I have not seen him in anything else.
He looks familiar.
He's not good enough to be in anything.
He is a very bad actor.
Yeah, he's a guy from Entourage. You probably
I might have seen it.
Such shows as Entourage.
Is he that handsome?
No, he's just a guy.
Handsome people ever really that handsome?
I think he was. I think the first episode he was pretty handsome, and now he's just sort of aged into looking like a pretty average guy.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I think he's got good eyes.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Just having a look through his credits.
I think
he's really nothing. The Devil Wears Prada.
I was going to say, he's like the boyfriend in The Devil Wears Prada, but that's it. He's not a very good actor.
Anyone could have played that role.
You could have done
it. I haven't seen that movie, and I'm sure I could have done it.
I think he's in it for like 15 minutes. Like he's in like a few scenes with Anne Hathaway, and that's about it.
Mm. He's in a movie from 1999 with, what's her name, Sabrina, Melissa Joan Hart, called Drive Me Crazy.
I think I remember that poster. Yeah. Yeah,
they're doing the old like leaning on each other's heads, like
yep.
He looks like that guy. What was that? There was a movie called like something Must Die, and it's like this.
Romeo Must Die.
John Tucker. No, that's the Jet Li movie. You're thinking John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah, he kind of looks like that guy.
Jesse something.
He's not in that movie.
He's not with Jet Li.
We're not talking about Jet Li.
Yeah, no, no.
He's an attractive man, I think.
Can we do?
Yeah.
Can we do Romeo Must Die?
No, we can't.
Just the movie. You just want to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Can we do that?
I'm pretty sure.
Instead of this episode? I'm
pretty sure.
Yeah, we're going to pivot.
We're going to pivot midway through. We're not going to do Entourage anymore.
We'll do the first Jet Li movie and the last Jet Li movie. Just figure out what happened in the middle.
So just as we kind of get into this thing, let's maybe just dial back and go, what did we know about Entourage going in? Have you guys seen any of this before?
Yeah, I sort of thought that Melissa Joan Hart kind of looks like a poor man's Lindsay Lohan.
No, I've never thought that.
Never thought it.
Is that what you think when
I'll
you think of Entourage?
Lindsay Lohan would just be a better, a more wealthy man's. That's a weird saying. I'm thinking about it. More wealthy man's Melissa Joan Hart.
Well, it depends how you sort of view them now, because you know, Lohan's gone downhill, obviously, with all the crack and stuff.
Joan Hart has exactly been setting the world on fire.
Yeah, but she's like, you know, she's inoffensive.
Lohan still has Mean Girls to write off. That's great.
True. Yeah, true. Anyway, Entourage.
So what do you guys know about Entourage going in?
I had tried to watch it once before, and I watched the first episode maybe like 7 years ago. These guys are the worst.
I knew it was like
I'm out.
The douchebag TV holy grail.
Yeah.
And people that sort of like to objectify women and think that the pinnacle of life is owning a Hummer H2. This is the show for you.
It's very popular.
Who's to argue with them?
Yeah, if you
those
like
guys made.
Mild sexual assault and terrible cars.
That's actually the tagline
yeah.
to this podcast.
If you think Mark Wahlberg's an aspirational figure, then...
Yeah. Hey, he's the $6 billion man.
He is the $6 billion man. And he's the star of Wahlburgers.
glad we left that on the soundboard.
That's not coming off.
No, never. I can't see a reason it needs to.
No chance.
That's going to be our new intro. Scrapping the song.
Scrap Morgan.
I don't. Yeah, that intro is redundant. We just need that now. That gets the point across.
We'll replace Morgan with just the...
just the Lee Majors sounds.
Yeah.
So I kind of... I think I'd seen a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
And never really took to it.
Yeah, I really knew nothing about it. Like, I know that a lot of people were talking about it, but I would constantly get it confused with other shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what? $6 Million Man?
No, there's one.
Captain Planet?
No, I can't quite think of them now. All of the shows that we've done are the ones that I get confused with. Entourage. Yeah.
Understandable.
I could see how you
Cashmere
you
Mafia.
That and
that's the one.
That and JAG confused quite easily.
They do run a very parallel storylines.
Male and female characters, and they're both TV shows.
And the actors were all paid.
Is this show just Sex and the City for men?
Yes.
I have that note down. Yeah, that's what.
Except like Sex and the City was better.
Yeah, much better. It was
much better.
HBO.
This
was HBO as well, actually.
Yeah. This was really popular. I know a lot of people that really like this show.
But it hasn't, hasn't aged well.
No, it hasn't aged well.
It's such an awkward period of time, the mid-2000s, where, I don't know, like sort of capitalist, maybe the communism sort of themes from the last episode are still running through my brain, but... capitalist excess was at its peak and people just seemed to be like massive douchebags.
It's like that like greed is good, Wall Street sort of mentality.
Really just like...
But like 20 years after that was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not that capitalism's on the way down.
But, no, but it's just like that...
Yeah, it's really glorified.
Like, no, I don't want to see a show about a bunch of rich dudes just like jerking each other off and
why would you wanna,
splashing their money around.
Why would you want to see that?
Yeah. Like,
I still think it was pretty well put together show in it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's well HBO, produced. So
obviously it's a lot of money
quality to it.
I must admit, I do really enjoy... If there's one thing I enjoyed, it was Jeremy Piven's character.
Oh, yeah.
Just his intensity is
he
very
is
entertaining.
He's dialed up to 11.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
You got my balls tingling, man. They drive that way in Tiananmen Square, bitch!
Boyd, get in here! he carries, I think, a lot of the show. Because back to Adrian Grenier, he is awful. Like, he is such a bad actor. And he gets significantly worse for the last episode. Every scene he's in is an absolute train wreck. He brings everyone down to his level.
Before we get too deep into it, should we jump into episode one first?
I think so.
Entourage kicks off with four pals sitting down to a nice weekend brunch. There's Vince, the pretty boy superstar actor, who's not the sharpest going around.
Just this shit is hard. Picking movies? I can't do that. I'm an actor.
And his entourage. Eric, Vince's best mate, ex-pizza boy manager, who's going through a breakup.
Just say it's over.
Please.
It's over.
Because we don't want to tell you she's a bitch. Then 2 weeks later, you get back together and you're mad at us for saying it.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
She's a bitch.
Johnny. Vince's half-brother Meathead, who sponges off him for movie parts.
This is my movie too.
Oh, I forgot. Give us your line again.
I'm out of here, motherfuckers.
And Turtle, a land-dwelling parasite with the exterior of sweatpants and backwards Yankee caps and the interior of 100% D-bag.
Come on, E, let's go. These girls are hot. Could you get laid without Vince? That's the question. Do I give a fuck? Oh. That's the answer.
After attending the premiere of Vince's new movie, his agent, Ari, is putting the hard word on him to sign a new $4 million deal. But Eric isn't a fan of the script, so he sandbags the deal, which Ari is none too pleased about.
I just read an article in the Times. The New York Times, not the shit they got out here.
You read the Times, huh?
No.
You read the New Republic?
No, I've heard of it.
Well, I was reading that, and it's interesting because what it says is that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Vince sides with Eric and passes on the movie as the boys head back to New York for their 10-year high school reunion.
I hope you know what you're doing, pizza boy.
Excellent choice on music there.
That's a real banger.
Yeah, real banger. Really got
in the mood.
Really,
I'm turning around. I'm all on board. Yeah, you got the hummer. Let's roll. Search of Vegas.
I think it suffered from a condition that a lot of shows that we've watched from that era also suffered from, in that it becomes a vehicle for just music. It's like almost an extension of MTV where they just... play song after song in every scene, and
it's really,
really
pumping.
Unnecessary. They just jam him in there.
Oversets the tone. Yeah. It's like, we get it.
Yeah, like, we get it. You guys are like partying. And
It also suffered from Turtle.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. I mean, they were all, like, none of them were really likable. I guess Eric's the one we're meant to sort of view ourselves through.
He's the Ryan
yeah,
of the group.
Yeah, like he's POC, like the entry sort of, point.
Yeah,
of the,
yeah, but the every man.
Yeah,
but man,
but Turtle,
Turtle he's and drama,
next level,
and drama as well. I guess.
Yeah,
one of my friends that, like, they used to all call him. They had a mate that used to all refer to as Johnny Drama. They said he's exactly like Johnny Drama. Now, having watched these two episodes, I'm like, oh man, that's a really offensive thing to describe someone as.
Better than Turtle.
Yeah,
yeah, he is.
Turtle is marginally, yeah, actually, like 90% of the time wearing sweatpants.
Yep. Yeah,
they like, go out to a premiere and he puts on some marginally better clothes,
trying to sexually assault women.
Yeah,
sweet. I'll look around. Vince is gone. So is your sister and your best friend. Come on, just make out with me. I'll show you where Vince eats breakfast.
Trick them into sleeping with him and just like wearing them down until they do. It's really...
It's pretty gross.
It's really gross.
He is completely abhorrent, that character. He is terrible.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it does sort of say... Because it's based off Marky Mark's
career
and life. His
actual...
Which...
So who's he in that? Is he Turtle?
No. Marky Mark, why would Marky Mark be Turtle?
Well, because there's a point in this first episode where Mark Wahlberg makes an appearance and he's dressed exactly like Turtle.
No, he's Vince.
Yeah, he's
Vince. I reckon he's Turtle.
Yeah. I think he's Turtle.
Donnie Wahlberg would be Turtle.
Turtle's the hero of the show.
I'm sticking to it. Mark Wahlberg is Turtle.
I just can't...
Come at me, Entourage fans.
I can't tell whether you're serious or not right now.
You think Donnie Wahlberg's Turtle?
Donnie Wahlberg would be
drama, right?
Yeah, like Donnie Wahlberg would be
C-list actor who
just
rides off his brother's success.
What is Donnie Wahlberg? Is he in one of the Saw films?
He's in Wahlbergers.
Yeah, he's in Wahlbergers. And he's in Blue Bloods.
Which is a reality TV show about their burger chain. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but it's real.
He was a businessman. He was one of those ANZ ads.
And they just the two of them just sort of rip on their... Go back to Wahlbergers, sorry.
Yeah.
Rip on their sort of like the older brother who seems a little bit disabled.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds awful.
I reckon he's got a slight intellectual disability and he runs this burger chain and the whole show is just them just...
And so they started the burger chain because of the pun name, right?
Yeah.
That's a great business investment.
It's Mark Wahlberg. What do you expect?
He's Turtle.
He is Turtle.
He's Turtle. That's what I'm saying.
But I have to say, it's... He as an actor, the guy played E. He's fine, but
he's okay. Yeah,
Turtle Drama and Vince are all not very good actors at all. Really just
particularly Vince.
Do you think
Vince
like,
is really bad?
Do you
really
think
bad.
The dynamic of the actors is like Eric is the Vince of this? Does that sort of make sense? Like Eric is the Vince, and then the other ones three friends with them. That's why they can't act, because like they're
Eric's
the actors.
The Vince.
Do you mean the actor that plays Eric?
I mean, like in real life, the actor that plays Eric.
And he's and then he's the vehicle hangers on.
I'm the vehicle for this show.
Yeah, okay.
The person who did the best out of this.
Too meta.
Is too meta? Yeah. I'll take it back.
The person who's done the best out of this is Piven. Piven's the one who's.
You're the turtle of this podcast. Yeah. That's what just happened.
That hurts.
Piven's had the most success out of all the actors post this. Because I haven't seen Kevin Dillon in anything.
So Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's brother.
Yeah.
Dillon, he bobs up in like episodes of TV shows, but he's pretty average and he's got a pretty average head.
You guys telling me you don't know this? The bigger the head, the bigger the star. You're such an idiot.
He was in a reboot of The Odd Couple with the guy who plays Rickety Cricket.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to see anything less than that.
Was there an Entourage movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was two.
He was in...
It's what the fans want.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was in...
Was he Vince? Did he play Vince? Did they just kind of swap it around?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Take turns.
Dealer's choice.
Mark Wahlberg reprised his role as Turtle.
As Turtle, yeah. Obviously.
Role was born to play.
No, but I just thought all of them were... It's just like they didn't even try. It's just like Drama's just a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
Kevin Dillon's a caricature of Kevin Dillon, because I imagine that's what Kevin Dillon's actually like.
The only scenes that were somewhat interesting were like the Eric and Ari scene was good.
Yeah that was interesting.
And Eric, when Eric's talking to Vincent about like his career choices, he's like, okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Try to add some like depth to the characters.
Some actual like meat to it.
And then they just cut to them being douchebags again, where they're like just... whipping golf balls into people's houses and stuff.
Oh, it's Donald Sutherland's house.
Yeah.
Just slamming golf balls.
Making fun of our man Ed Begley Jr. He's like, he's going to come up here in his electric car.
Man, next time aim west. I don't need Ed Begley rolling up here in his electric car again.
You leave Ed Begley Jr. alone.
Exactly. Didn't even have a chance to defend himself.
That's such a cheap shot.
It is.
If you drive up there in his go-kart that he powers his own self-satisfaction.
What's with this Eric Begley Jr. and... Ed Begley Jr., sorry. And electric cars. Is that like a thing?
Yeah, I guess isn't an environmentalist. Yeah. Okay. Early adopter of...
When it was like something to make fun of people for.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is another thing that hasn't aged well. No. Why are you driving a Hummer like a real man?
Yeah.
why do they exist? Why were they a thing? Why were they so popular in the early 2000s?
Hummers,
yeah. Yeah. Just like
they're the worst.
No, there's absolutely no practical reason to ever own one.
Would you trade your car for a brand new Hummer right now?
No, not at all.
They fuel give away a lot of Hummers. For? Like
fuel paid for
or fuel equivalent fuel cost.
What do you mean?
So it's not an issue of fuel efficiency.
Would it have to be like the H2s, the massive ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
What about one of the US military grade ones that is super wide and just would be illegal to drive in Australian roads?
But you've got a permit.
Oh, definitely not. What's in it for me? I don't get it.
You get to pick
the color. Well, obviously, people think you have a larger penis than you do.
Exactly. That's what a Hummer is.
I mean, that is true. I do have a very, very small penis.
I've
talked at length at my suffering from micro penis.
And the way to cure that is get a Hummer.
Yeah. I'm in. You sold me. I didn't realize it would make my dick look big. And then like at the end, another thing is that it hasn't aged well is gay jokes. And like Eric is unnecessarily mean to Turtle to get him to go drive around in the Hummer. Mm. And then there's a sticker on the bumper bar that says, I love dick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? And the guy's just fucking losing their shit. Funniest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Man, really? Is this what, like... Is this what male friendship is? Come on. Can't they paint a better picture than that? Yeah. Just gay jokes and...
Yeah. It's just so many things just haven't aged well at all. And it's hard... And looking back, it's very difficult to go, wow, this had 7 seasons and a movie and it's so popular and such an icon. It's such an icon of the show as well.
Turtle got a little... the implication-y in the pool when it was just the two of them left.
Yeah, he's like, look around. There's no one else here.
Exactly.
I'm the only one left.
Yep.
I'm the turtle.
I am the turtle.
Come into my shell.
Oh, that's gross.
So why is it called turtle?
Didn't think you could...
I don't know. Because he looks like a turtle?
Yeah.
He wears like those big shirts. He's got
like a shell.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, shell.
It's a shell of a human. I think that's what... I think that's what's going on.
Is it a dick thing?
Yeah,
like a retractable dick goes back into his body when he's not using it.
into its heart.
And then, like, what does he serve? What purpose does he serve? He's
the
driver.
Those guys are
the comedic relief, obviously.
Yeah, but in the entourage, you obviously got to keep these people around for you're giving them like an extravagant lifestyle. You're not going to do it for free out of the goodness of your heart. I would have thought. You're not going to take a guy like that along for the ride unless he's providing something for you. So he's a driver.
He's like the hype man,
I guess.
Is he?
Yeah, I reckon.
The one to make them feel like who, the other ones feel smarter. I don't know.
Snoop Dogg's dude with like the gold hat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like that guy.
Yeah, but he's got a gold hat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's Turtle got?
Obviously, you keep that guy around.
He's got a Yankees cap.
Yeah.
And drama's like the... Apparently, according to Wikipedia, he's the chef. And
the chef of the show.
Oh, personal, he was cooking the morning after.
Personal trainer.
And he once has cooked, he's a chef.
And the bodyguard?
Questionable.
Yeah. And Eric's obviously the manager. He's like his manager. So yeah. He's the only one that actually serves
a purpose. Has any value. Turtle's just like the dirtbag. It's like he's the dirtbag one where you can get him to do things that you don't want to have to do.
Okay.
So it's like every entourage needs a piece of shit hanging around, like you.
Yeah. So
I was
going to
say,
who's the
unfortunate turtle in this dynamic?
So Morgan, I guess by virtue of the fact that it's the incomplete series starring Morgan Cole,
is Vince.
Vince. I am probably the worst, like the most wooden of us as well. Yeah. So I have not very interesting at all.
So I guess that makes me turtle.
Yeah, I think I reckon Scott's Eric.
Yeah, I reckon Scott's Eric. Yeah. It makes you drama.
I'm drama. Yeah. Well, I'm your half brother.
If you were gonna
to cook,
if you were gonna be a bodyguard, you'd be. If anyone of us was gonna be a bodyguard, be you. Virtue of the fact that you're the tallest
and you have a beard.
And Scott and I, with our noodly arms, aren't gonna fight anyone.
And you're Matt Dillon's brother, also. That helps.
The relation to Matt Dillon probably does.
Yeah. I think that's gonna stick it.
Aaron Dillon over here.
So Turtle Jerome.
Yeah, Turtle Jerome.
Cool. I'm just gonna.
What's more offensive, you being Turtle or you being David Spade?
Oh, both cut me real deep in different ways.
Think about it in your long drive home.
They are both human pieces of shit.
It would be terrible to find out, like, if you were in that, in that friendship group, like, you were the Turtle.
Yeah.
You're like, Is that based off me? Really? Is that really how people see me?
Oh, as in when, like, so when Marky Mark was like, hey guys, his actual entourage, like, let's go to the premiere of my
new show.
Let's
entertain the thought that Marky Mark isn't Turtle for a moment and just think like there is another Turtle.
Suspend your disbelief.
And you found out that you were Turtle.
I really had it that Mark Wahlberg.
You had to go on some retreat or something. Yeah. Reinvent yourself.
He had to give himself a cameo in the first. Yeah. But he just like, oh man, he just tried to make himself like some sort of king figure to them, and he just came off as the world's biggest douchebag.
That shit ain't free, pay him his fucking money. Come on, you know I'm good for it. Drama, let's tee it up, man.
I'm on the show.
I made the show.
I'm an EP as well, so don't forget it. Who's had a better career though, Adrian Grenier or Mark Wahlberg?
Adrian Grenier, clearly.
Yeah, obviously.
So they try to get a guard dog as well.
Oh yeah, that was,
and so that's obviously the type of thing the turtle has to do. He's the meat for the guard dog.
Yeah, exactly. They dress him up in like hockey pads, and
he absolutely could have died.
He could have. There 100%. Wasn't enough padding.
Imagine
there.
If that was the first episode. Turtle just gets ripped to shreds by a roll-wheeler.
Just rips his throat out.
Yeah. And then they have to hide his body.
The next six seasons of them like dealing with their grief.
Yeah.
It would be like arguably a better show.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting. It'd
be a real turn.
What do you reckon happens in that scenario?
That's basically just Pretty Little Lies.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Entourage. Well, what do you think happens? Like, okay, do you think that Turtle gets killed by the dog? Do you think they just bury the body and just pretend he just went away? Because, I mean, no one's really going to miss Turtle, really.
I don't think you'd even get investigated. You could just bury him in a shallow ditch.
I reckon eventually someone would come poking around and Eric would throw Johnny Drama under the bus.
No one would care enough, though, to investigate his death.
No, Eric wouldn't do it. Ari would tee it all up. Ari's the grease man.
Yeah, that's true.
Where is Turtle? Oh, the dog killed him. All right, cool. We're going to cover this up. And then Piven would make it very exciting. It could be a really interesting thriller. Yeah. Just the entourage slowly getting picked off one by one.
By Mark Wahlberg.
By Mark Wahlberg. Or maybe Piven does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously we found a lot to talk about this show. Yeah. We're already gone.
Should we jump into the second episode?
I think so, yeah.
In the last episode of Entourage, Ari tries to save his marriage through a series of grand gestures, peaking with a mariachi band and a dramatic exit from his job.
Take it all. Take the company. Take your shares. Take mine. I don't give a fuck!
Meanwhile, Vince tells the crew that he's marrying someone named Sophia. Drama and Turtle are preoccupied trying to get Eric back together with his heavily pregnant wife, Sloane.
Look, this is going to be a very exclusive affair, but it's important to Vince that you attend.
It's important to all of us.
And the episode ends with the entourage crew flying off in their own private jets to douchebag heaven.
Ooh, wow. I'm a little emotional.
Yeah, me too. We better find something to fuck in Paris.
However, a post-credits scene shows Ari getting offered the role of CEO at Time Warner.
You want to know what heaven really is, Ari? Try being God.
Thankfully and mercifully, Entourage is now over.
This harkens back to some of the episodes that we've seen where the last episode is just tying up a bunch of loose ends that don't make any sense at all to someone that's only seen the first episode.
I don't know. I kind of followed along.
The only thing that was the easiest bit to follow was Ari trying to reconcile with his wife.
It was an Ari-heavy episode, which was good.
Which is good because it was actually palatable.
Yeah. His whole work dynamic was very entertaining.
Yeah,
it was
quitting and he's got this... Yeah. I think the episodes that I've seen his...
He's like assistant.
Lloyd.
Yeah. I've seen Lloyd a fair bit and Lloyd gets
He seems like
cut
he's
up.
A pretty big staple of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks
fan
like
favorite,
real
perhaps.
Fan favorite.
Probably kind of pivoted to make it the Ari show.
Jeremy Pivot.
Oh.
That's fair.
It's clearly because he's the best character.
Yeah, I think you're right. You just sort of the show would end up being about him because You can't make it about Vision Chase because he is incredibly wooden.
So bland.
So boring.
Yet they did manage to collect like another like entourage member. Yeah. Just like a weird like Ray Romano sort of wise guy.
He just collects
all these guys with horrible Brooklyn accents.
Yeah, bad skills. Yeah. I don't know. That guy, I think I have seen bits and pieces of this show and I remember seeing one where I think I might be even confusing him with a completely different character because I don't really know it that well. But I think he's like a screenwriter who they've just like worked with a fair bit, and he just jumped in on the entourage.
Oh no, lives with them.
That's a guess, but
so in the entourage universe, what's Vincent's big movie? Like, what's his? Is there one sort of big role that he's known for?
I think he
Was it head on in the first one? Is that what it was called?
I think he plays, he gets the role as Aquaman.
Okay.
I think. Yep.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. Because one of my house, I used to live with a guy who just loved the show, and I watched bits. So I saw episodes with him here and there.
I think I can guess who it was.
Yeah, you know exactly. Yeah. But I tell you what, did you guys notice as well in this show, like every time there was like a conversation, it was like Law and Order SVU. Everyone's like doing something, like they're talking and the person they're talking to is like busy just moving things around. And it's...
Yeah, I seen the guy.
Yeah.
He came into my shop a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks, officer.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Did you notice that? Like the conversation that drama and Turtle had with Sloane, and when like Vince is talking to E about...
Yeah, Turtle's... Everyone's always like doing something. Stuff in the car.
Yeah, they're all just like... It's like they're all moving and...
Packing a
bomb. It was very...
I guess... I don't know. It probably happens in a lot of shows, but maybe it's just not done well.
I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
They need to distract Vincent from actually saying his lines, because otherwise it's too wooden when he delivers it.
Doesn't think too hard about it. You've got to convince him that he's not acting.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that every single time, it's all like, even in the first episode, I think it's like the way it's directed, it's like this constant movement, there's constantly things happening. Mm. Like when Malcolm McDowell's talking on the phone, he's about to get a shave. And there needs to be, it's never not just sitting down and having a conversation on the phone.
It's always like something.
This world is so go-go. Mm. It's always something happening.
Quite hyperactive.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Malcolm McDowell being in this show?
And the fact that he's supposed to be Emmanuel Chicory's father. I just can't see how that works, but okay.
Mm. Yeah. God, his career's gone not great.
I don't know. He's been in stuff.
He's in like the Halloween remake. It was fucking god awful.
Yeah.
He's gone full Lee Majors.
He's in Heroes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Fine character, but I don't know. Just like Clockwork Orange is just held Aquaman up so high.
So that's his Aquaman?
That's his peak? That's his Aquaman?
I guess you can go one of two ways as an actor when you've got some chops early. And it's like either you want to keep pushing for prestige and like being good at your craft, or you just want money. Because you've got the name already, and it's very easy to just settle into the roles where they probably take just like a week and you get $1 million.
Cash checks.
Yeah. And I mean, unfortunately, Anthony Hopkins has sort of gone down that road.
Has now.
I mean, people like Westworld, but he's just bobbed up in a lot of movies that he shouldn't have been in.
Yeah. Like the Transformers one.
Yeah.
That was him and Mark. He was the support of Mark Wahlberg, and that's just cashing a check.
Yeah, that should never have happened.
So Anthony Hopkins.
Bad moves, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Take that knighthood off him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
give it to Mark Wahlberg where it belongs.
can you roll it back, the knighthoods?
I think you
can.
You definitely can.
Yeah, somebody comes with a beheading, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they took Rolf Harris's off him.
Yeah, they did.
That's good. That's a good call.
That's a very good call.
No one's complaining about that.
I mean, you're not not going to take it off him, let's be honest.
It's a
PR move.
My favorite scene was definitely at the office when Ari had been talking to his daughter about how he might have been an absentee father, and she was like, well, you didn't even listen to that opera single I wanted you to see if you could help my friends out. And so he plays it at the office, and it's like a Shawshank moment where he's blasting.
And they all like just look away from their work and like start dreaming.
Yeah.
Listen to that, Babs. You hear that beautiful music?
I hear it, Ari.
Turn it up, Lloyd.
Every man in that office felt free jazz.
But it's not even that, like,
so dumb.
It's just so weird. That wouldn't happen. People would be like, what the fuck are you playing that music for?
Can I'm trying to work.
Yeah. It's because it's Ari. He's crazy.
No one likes opera.
But that was his. I don't think any of them thought that. They were just like, what the fuck? But he's having this, like, massive moment.
Yeah, and he quits dramatically and then goes home to his wife. And
I love Ari. He's great.
Ari, mariachi band.
Yeah.
And he says to Lloyd, your first job can be managing these guys. Great, a mariachi band. They can go down to the top.
I don't know where you're getting mariachi band.
They're Italian.
Yeah.
Just because they rock up, like when you...
Yeah, they're a bunch of dudes playing like little guitars and shit.
No, they're three opera singers.
Ah, fuck.
Mariachi is like the style in which you employ them.
So
if you get them to turn up at some romantic moment, that's a mariachi band.
Is it actually?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say,
type of music,
it just didn't seem that hard.
I fell backwards into saying the right thing. But.
I was going to say, it wasn't that hard to follow.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk when I watched it.
Ari's stress levels were through the goddamn roof.
Yeah.
His head was about to explode. And at the start of the episode, he's obviously hasn't slept in days.
I was going
to
say, he looks
the most
terrible.
Disheveled man on the planet.
With the tie.
And then they just have like four NFL coaches come in to try to motivate the troops.
Motivate my boys.
Go and tell my people what it's like to control 350-pound men who are usually carrying firearms, okay? Motivate my losers!
I reckon for episodes, you could have taken out Piven when he was on a coke bender, just plugged in Ornie Adams.
Yeah.
Intensity.
That's what I was thinking.
Was Ari a cokehead? Was that like
I reckon
definitely an inference of what's going on. You don't need to say it or show it.
The worst scene by a mile is when Vince goes to Sloan to convince her to get back with E. That whole sequence is... He goes in and has this conversation with her, and Emmanuel Chicory is trying to act with Adrian Grenier, and she's trying so hard. And
how many times do you reckon she just cut it halfway through? She's like, I can't work with this guy. I'm getting nothing.
Trying to draw blood from a stone. His dialogue, it's like he's so aware that he's acting. He's like, I'm an actor playing an actor, and I'm acting. And he's just, I think he's just so perplexed by that. Because there's all these moments where she's like face palming, and I think that's just all natural reactions. Like, yeah. Oh my God!
I will never forgive myself if I was the official ending of you and E.
What am I working with?
He gets noticeably worse, which is surprising because it ran for like 7 or 8 years, right?
That's the thing. Surely you just pick, like, same thing with Screech in Saved by the Bell. Surely you would just pick up a few things here and there. There's some good guest stars
just
in this.
Just by like hanging around actors all
Mark
day.
Wahlberg for one.
Exactly, Mark Wahlberg, one of the great thespians of our time.
So Ari gets offered the head role. Was it Time Warner?
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
And essentially the pitch is, with that kind of money, you become a god. You taking that deal?
To become a god, yeah. Well, just pretty handy.
If that's the kind of god you want to be.
Money god?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I reckon you would take it because he said you could buy a sports franchise.
Bang.
But, you'd be on board.
Oh, 100%. I reckon I'd buy the Brisbane Lions.
But Ari, I thought you were going to head to Seattle.
And resurrect the Seattle Supersonics.
But Ari, presumably he ran that agency, right? He was the head of the agency. Mm. And he just quit because his family was breaking down because he was in the
Rams. Exactly.
And he's going to take an even more stressful job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just when he's like gone off to Italy, he'd probably retire with how much he's got.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah.
They're living in is insane.
Mm. Yeah. All of the houses that are in the show are just beyond sort of aspiration. It's just...
And even so, it's absurd. Like, oh, what do you want to do today? Oh, we could go shopping. Like, why does it have to be about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this just like a really tactless cautionary tale?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe there is a bit of a, like, exposing the vapidness of Hollywood in the guts of the...
In an episode that we didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they sort of explore those themes a bit. But it just seems like they're a picture of...
They just seem to explore them
gratuitous
by just...
Gratuitous excess.
Yeah, they're just showing scenarios in which it happens. But
but there's no redeemable... None of the characters sort of question their surroundings. They just seem to be happy to live a stupid lifestyle where they've all got private jets and...
Even Turtle got rich.
Yeah,
he's a millionaire now.
How do you reckon he did?
And they like they put that in as well. Like that's one of his lines at the end. Great, who cares? No one cares.
Little help. I mean, I'm a millionaire now. You know,
I don't care if you're a billionaire, Turtle. You'll always be a valet to me.
And he also slimmed down a fair bit.
Yeah, he lost a lot.
I feel like he started some
cult gym.
Yeah,
I love the cult gym.
Cult gym.
Do you go to the cult gym?
I think he to hit on women.
No, I think he invented meth.
Oh, did he? Was that him?
That's how he lost all the weight. Because he's called a turtle now. Yeah.
Exactly. Crystal meth is a great way to lose weight.
It is a great way. We've always said
to become a millionaire.
Exactly. The only downside is, like, how important is teeth retention to you?
When you got millions of dollars.
Yeah, you can just buy a new set.
Sold set of dentures.
You can just buy more meth.
Stuff money in your mouth.
Don't even need just teeth.
Teeth made of meth.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be a...
constantly running your tongue. I feel like that would all dissolve at once. Your heart would pop.
It would kill you. This last episode was just garbage. Like, this show just definitely looks like a show that ran.
I don't know. I just don't. Nothing appeals to me about the idea of just wanting to be like that. It's just not anything that I would ever find.
Mm.
I don't know, but look how rich and awesome we are.
Is that
how we drive around and like bang all these...
Why do people watch this show?
I think that's why. Because the people that I know that really enjoyed it...
Is it like reading erotica? Is it that sort of thing? Like living out your fantasies in a safe environment where you don't have to hurt anybody or, you know...
And I think they find their interaction ragging on each other all the time. Like,
yeah, it's voice club.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely got some laughs. Like, I think it's pretty well written.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's a Polish show.
Yeah, yes. So I can certainly see the appeal. Like, if it was on, I think I would, I'd be happy to watch an episode.
Yeah.
But all the characters are just so unlikable.
Yeah.
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 I wonder if that, like, is that by design or just?
I guess, but then,
I think Eric's meant to be like our probably the like you said at the start of the episode as I ripped on you for more the lens that we viewed like the Hollywood lifestyle through.
That's a good line,
isn't it?
Did you come up with that?
That's a game changer.
No, I think that he's our entry point into the Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah. It's like putting on some Robert Vaughn's and just saying everything
through.
Just illuminate.
We're critiquing Hollywood through Eric's Robert Vaughn's.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's the whole premise, right?
Yeah. I guess like the reality of like who actually watches this show. Yeah.
Do you reckon they probably don't?
Like
that point's probably lost on most people to watch it, and they just sort of enjoy
like I think it's like
the hummers and the
sort of like people that come out of watching like The Wolf of Wall Street, and they're like, it's great
like
to get
that.
Fucked up all the time, and it's like, well, that's not what that movie,
really,
that's not what that movie was about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we are smarter than everyone.
Yeah,
all right.
That's why I did a bunch of heroin after watching Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah,
people
were talking. Yeah.
People listening.
Give me that arm. let me get that
it's
one
ready
off.
To go.
Whoever's brain these sounds are going into, just know that all four of us are smarter than you. Yeah. And we look down on you.
That's why we started this podcast.
From our high ivory hummers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine an ivory hummer?
Wouldn't
want to crash
so
it.
Much.
Yeah. That much.
It'd be so heavy.
That would
so heavy.
Doesn't dent, it just cracks.
That's like all-time excessive living. My hummer's made of pure ivory.
More
right.
so
that
than
is disgusting.
An
insurance premium on that.
Oh,
even through the roof.
How do you even solid work gold that? House and a rocket car.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was the...
You're not greedy.
You haven't lived, Jez.
Yeah, and liver and onions.
I think it's fair to say this show, I mean, they sort of allude to it in that final episode, Vince had a drug habit. I just think it would have been like a series of like his career when it was building. There would have been like a big arc, when he was in a bit of a trough. Mm. I know at one point he dates, he ends up dating a porn star, I think, and that's when he gets real heavy on the drugs. I know.
What did he get hooked on? Heroin?
I think so. I have no idea.
Was it Ron Jeremy?
Probably.
I think it's Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He played his penis in a movie.
So I think it's just a lot of the ups and downs there.
Well, it was a low point in his career, Scott. He'd take what he could get.
Yeah.
So he had to play Ron Jeremy's
penis.
Yeah.
Only for the close-ups.
Just for the close-ups.
That's in his wheelhouse. He's got penis range.
He's got about the range of it.
And then obviously, I think I would have been interested to see if Johnny Drama ever got a big break in anything.
Like yeah,
I think he did, and then he would have ruined it.
Sort of tanked it.
Yeah, like it would have all gone to his head, and then would have gotten a little bit more humble. But then in the next episode, right back to where he was.
Yeah. Well, that probably just about does us for speculation and the episodes. Let's jump into reboots and make this a better show.
All right. Well, I can't say I'm going to make it a better show, but I will make it a better Super Nintendo game.
It's a pretty good Super Nintendo game
It's a better Super Nintendo game than it is a show.
So the game is Eric Murphy's Putting Challenge.
Okay.
And the premise of the game is it's like a sort of golf tour of Hollywood where you're just from different houses and you've got to try and like, rather than play golf, you just hit golf balls from the roof
and try and hit
certain objects.
Yeah.
So it's more like a mini game, but SNES, you know, the content was a lot less back then.
Yeah.
You didn't have to sort of go into too much detail. Yeah.
Mm.
So... Eric Murphy's Putting Challenge.
So you're hitting it.
You have selected
it's just
power
stuff.
Drive. Yeah, it's like
so
first,
when you hit
the
celebrity's
first level is
house,
Ed Begley Jr.'s
does
house.
It, yeah, does it? Do they like pop
yeah.
up and
yeah,
say something?
And like, just like Eric Ed Begley Jr. drives up his electric car and like tries to run you over, and
yeah,
you got to
yeah.
run away.
A little golf buggy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So that's like a is that
bit
like
of a free world?
Is that a game you? Is that like a mini game you unlock within the game if you hit Begley Jr.'s house?
No, that's just like between the levels.
Yeah, right.
He's like it's like a boss fight.
Got to yeah. So you got to take out celebrities.
Yeah, who's the boss? Who's the main man at the end?
Ooh. It's got to be Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense. I guess you can choose like one of four characters.
The four guys.
Yep. So they've all got their different strengths and weaknesses. You know, Johnny Jarama's being a taller guy can probably hit it further. Maybe he's less accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle sort of like...
He's got a good short game, but yeah. just garbage.
He's got such a terrible swing.
Mm. I thought...
Eric's kind of like the... You know, there's a character that's kind of... good at everything but not great at anything. And then Vincent Chase is a piece of wood.
So he'll hit that
he's
pretty far.
So you just use Vince as a club.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go down the Mario route where just all the Cooper troopers were turtles.
Okay.
You got to bop them. So then boop, boop.
Maybe. You could do.
Yeah.
Like hit him. Yeah, okay.
Mario mod.
Yeah, maybe like the spin-off series. That's, I mean, because I could see this becoming like a bit of a Mario type empire.
Yeah, Eric Murphy. Yeah, and then we'll make an HBO comedy so based on your rise to power.
So Eric Kart.
It's like every 2 years you get a new game. That's just
yeah. So when you're playing Eric Kart or Entourage Kart, 64, and the shells are just turtle.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. So Eric Murphy's putting challenge.
I'd play that. I'd give it a play. Actually, sounds fun.
I've just gone with a good old fashioned recast. Something we like to do back in the day, bring it back home, back to Australia.
Yeah, nice.
With me mates instead of Entourage. So we got Vinny has just been cast in Home and Away, and his best mate Errol and his half brother Jono and a human parasite called Cane Toad. Hang on for the ride.
Cane Toad.
Cane Toad.
So Vince is Carbo from Pack to the Rafters.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, perfect. Because you don't need an actor, you just need a guy.
No.
I thought maybe Vince Colosimo, but...
Yeah, a bit old.
Yeah. Yeah, and also
Carbo,
and also can act.
A good fit.
Yeah, Carbo. Carbo is trash. So yeah.
Guys, I didn't like you when you talk about that episode because I wasn't here.
Sorry, man.
It was the best.
You just
got
to watch some Back to the Rafters.
Yeah, when I Google Carbo, it just shows me car parts. I can't even find what this guy's
more
like.
Expressive than. I don't remember his name. He doesn't even have a photo on IMDb.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a carburetor.
Eric will be played by Josh Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny will be Luke Hemsworth.
Oh, the lesser one from...
Exactly.
Like that. And fitting.
Turtle. I was just trying to find the most repugnant Australian I could think of, and I went with Tom Waterhouse. I reckon he could do it.
Oh, yeah. I was maybe like Toady, but... No, I know. Who was that guy? Like guy? Stingray. Like Stingray from Neighbours.
Oh, Stingray like from Neighbours.
Who's Tom Waterhouse?
He's betting company. Yeah.
Right, got it.
He's a smug piece of shit.
Yeah,
Campbell Brown.
Campbell Brown. He's a real turtle.
Yeah, that would be good. Actually, that'd be great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right.
Because it sort of changes the dynamic slightly how Johnny was kind of famous, but you know, Campbell Brown was kind of famous because he played AFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in reality, and he's just a huge dirtbag.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
Me mates.
So me mates.
Do you realize there was a Korean version of Entourage?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind saying that.
The series was a commercial failure.
Is that the whole Wikipedia article?
Low ratings
is that?
In South Korea.
One line.
Pointed precisely by not having the features found in Korean dramas and getting out of their patterns containing black humor and entering into an American vibe. Makes sense.
Mm.
Joking, you could do a North Korean Entourage where it's Kim Jong-un's Entourage?
Yeah.
They're all just like or bolstering
just
him up.
Rich people in North Korea and they're like...
So it's just that
spitting on peasants.
They have a house and a car. That's their excess.
So instead of the Hummer, it's just like the Kim Jong-un in a tank with all the entourage jogging beside it.
Yeah, yeah. Just chatting.
I would watch that. Well, I'll probably just watch it for that scene and then be like, all right.
Obviously, Rodman's one of them.
Oh, yes.
So it'd be Hippie Kim drama. Jong-un, Rodman. I don't know any other North Korean celebrities.
Yeah, maybe like Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. I don't know. If you've got Dennis Rodman in there, you might as well get the rest of
them. Why not?
Get the 98 Bulls with Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Just driving around Chicago.
Steve Kerr can be his agent.
Steve Kerr's Ari Gold. Yeah. Luke Longley can be that like real weird guy that kind of plugged in the last episode.
We got ourselves a show. You thought you'd have a reboot
and an NBA franchise.
That would be very entertaining. I'm just picturing the sort of opening credits when they're like the guys are driving around. It's just Kim Jong Un with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Rodman. Just got glasses. Yeah. That'd be great.
Interesting. I don't know how well Jordan would take to being like a member of the entourage rather than the one that has the entourage. But
yeah. I don't know. Oh, you could take a back seat. He's had his turn.
I
don't know if you've heard some of the stories about Jordan. He's not exactly a...
I don't think he likes taking turns.
No, he doesn't.
Well, does he not?
What was that? I was overhearing one story about him where I think he lost like... they were playing like... It was like their team was playing like a poker game and he lost a few hands and then he just like absolutely flipped out and made them stay all night until he won all this money back.
And they all he's just pouring in thousands of dollars and he's on like 10 times as much as the rookie.
Yeah. And they're just like, he's just trying to send him, try to send him bankrupt. Like, he's just crazy, wow, man.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he's absolutely nuts, Jordan. But you don't get to be a billionaire unless you're crazy.
So. You don't get to star in Space Jam.
Exactly. Mm.
Anyway, so what was your show again?
Me Mates.
Me Mates.
Yeah. Me Mates.
So Me Mates.
I'd give it a crack. Who's it based on, though?
Yeah.
Who's producing it? Who's like, who's live?
Who's the maybe this scenario?
Maybe it could be Vince Colosimo who gets these people in.
Yeah.
Nick
Giannopoulos.
Yeah, I was going to say Nick Giannopoulos.
Yeah, what a stellar career he's had. What,
Michael Caine.
Wogboy and Wogboy 2.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Kings of Mykonos. Yeah,
John Woods.
Yeah, John Woods.
John Woods. Gary Sweet.
Yeah, Gary Sweet.
Gary Young.
Peter Phelps.
Gary Young.
Someone who just goes off the rails behind the scenes.
Maybe we should move on to IMDb list of thy week.
I am looking forward to this one.
Me too.
All right.
I feel like it would be very list heavy this show, I reckon.
Yeah, there was a fair bit to choose from. I went with something that I think suits the theme of the show pretty well. It's from user John James Glass, and the list is called Males Who Shouldn't Have Kept Their Shirt On While Naked With Women.
Wait, sorry.
Shouldn't have
what?
Kept their shirt on.
Oh, is it like males calling, who shouldn't have kept their shirt on while naked with women?
Calling they should have taken men out who had their t-shirt on during sex scenes and stuff?
This list shows the men who I've seen keeping their shirts on when doing a sex scene with a naked woman in a movie.
Yeah,
these men are idiots for doing so. If I was them, I would have been naked with the girls and all. For the record, I'm not gay.
That's the second time I feel like somebody said that they're not gay in these lists.
Some of the men on these lists are not to blame, but the studios for not clothing some of the actresses.
What a weird list.
So we got Bruce Willis in the film Looper. He was wearing a white t-shirt while his wife in the film was lying naked beside him.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you didn't say anything, you still know she's naked.
But like the flash forward, the flash forward when they're living in Japan or whatever.
Yeah. That would have been it.
Christian Slater hosts a party in the film Bullet to the Head where a lot of women were naked. He even hugged a naked woman with his tux on.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio wore his clothes when he was drawing Kate Winslet in the naked.
Oh, well, he's meant to be naked. Take him off.
Could you imagine that scene if he just got naked and he was drawing it?
It's like puppetry of the penis. Like he's just drawing it with his dick.
And the one from Entourage is Jerry Ferreira, who played Turtle.
He is a real t-shirt during sex scene kind of guy.
Yeah, massively.
No chance that's coming off.
Like a massive like NFL jersey or something.
Yeah. Goes down to his ankles.
His sex shirt on.
Goes down to his ankles, but he's cut a hole out for his... Like, that's why he's called Turtle, because the dick pokes through there. The giant Tom Brady jersey that he wears.
The comment for him is, makes himself an idiot before the 2015 movie Entourage, before it even began, as he spoke to a few topless women.
Spoke to them.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But I...
What is he meant to do? Where he's like to
get naked?
If he sees a naked woman, you got to just get naked immediately.
Obviously,
I don't understand, but he prefaces that list by saying in a sex scene. A lot of these aren't even sex scenes; they're just scenes where coincidentally.
Is that all that's on there?
Oh no, there's 245.
What?
Do they all have explanations like?
Oh
this?
Yeah,
yeah. Give us some more.
We'll ride this out
for a bit longer.
Orlando Bloom in the movie Troy. Helen takes her dress off while he kept his armor on before they kissed. The next shot, I will give him credit. He's naked with her. Should have been naked from the start.
Should have been naked from the start of the film. Do?
Like as soon as she starts undressing, he's like, "Oh shit, I gotta beat her, otherwise I'm gonna make the list."
He must be. Yeah, Bloom must be so dirty on the producers.
This is Hollywood's like, most talked about
list. Goddamn list.
Yeah. when they
blacklist and this list.
Have you ever heard someone say you're on the list? This is the list.
This is the list. God damn.
Is a Hoff on there?
I haven't gone through the entire list.
Why not?
What do you mean? We'll go through it now. This
is weeks of content.
You could be on the list, Aaron. You don't know.
Exactly.
Michael
have you ever
C. Hall
sex with a shirt on.
Michael C. Hall. I saw a scene in Dexter where his ex-wife was naked and sitting on top of him while he's fully clothed.
Does he take into consideration whether or not it works for the plot? Like,
yeah.
Well, that's where he blames the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't write. There's no such thing as a scenario.
There's a scene where one of them's meant to be naked and one of them's not.
Mm. One
Mark Wahlberg's on here.
Marky Mark.
Yeah. In the most unfair movie, Max Payne, he done a sex scene with a topless prostitute.
He done a sex scene.
And he had his shirt on.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah. Wow. Why was he naked? You're with the girl? What an idiot.
I think I kind of see what they're getting at in that it's like, gratuitous female nudity, right? Where it's like, well, you just make the woman naked because
yeah,
that's going to get eyeballs on it or yep. get the men revved up or, you know. Nudity.
Not so until it's like, Game of Thrones.
Good point, but this is the wrong way to make it.
And this person is 100% not making this point. Like, oh, yeah.
No, no, I, think that's,
I very much censored some of these answers. It gets very crass.
Really?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Just give us one, and if we... If we choose to take it out, we can
bleep some choice words out.
Yeah. So another one, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, that's yeah.
It's quite unsavory.
Yeah,
I like that.
I wonder if Lee Majors is in there.
I don't know that they would have ever showed nudity in $6 Million Man though.
You don't know that. You haven't seen all the episodes.
It was the '70s.
Well, one of the movies, the TV movies, they could have done it.
He was naked the entire time.
I reckon Majors wrote this list.
Trying to change the industry.
All these lesser men that he wants to call out.
Turns up to an audition, like the first thing is like, I will take my top off in a sex scene.
Yep.
Just so you know.
It's what the people want. I do all my sex scenes shirtless.
Exactly. And I'll take it off just in case there's a sex scene coming up. You're not going to catch me out.
I'm not on the list.
I'm not on that list.
You're on the list.
These bloody studios.
These pants are all my clothes have Velcro on it, just in case I see nudity coming and I can beat the woman to it.
So what do you guys think of it? Would you go back and watch any of this show? Are you guys going to work your way back and look at any more Entourage?
Probably not. I mean, I've sort of got like this idea in my head that maybe I've seen the movie, but I don't think so.
I think I've seen it on the background at a restaurant once.
What?
Well, not a restaurant, like a bar.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing to play in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going back. Like, no. I think there'd be some good, certainly good moments. It's entertaining enough, but it's pretty objectionable.
Could be... We've said this a few times now, but it could be like a Best of Ari on YouTube could be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
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 Just him flying off the handle.
Yeah.
Mm. Hopefully shirtless.
Yeah.
Shirtless Ari rants. YouTube that. I'm sure you get a few.
Yep.
Well, you've got any desire to go back and have a look at this?
I'd be interested to see just how maybe much self-aware it got at one point, but like it's too much to dig through to get those. I imagine it only happened handful of times.
Yeah. Scott's going to go back and watch it and he's going to have a cork board behind him and he's going to have a picture of Mark Wahlberg and a picture of Turtle and then he'll be connecting all the dots.
Yeah.
And he's going to build his conspiracy theory.
That is, I think, the only thing that would get me to watch more of this show.
If so, you can prove beyond reasonable doubt.
Certainly going to be downloading it all tonight and watching it tonight. Then.
Of course.
That's good.
We were saying at the start that it was sort of shades of Sex and the City. But Sex and the City, I think, explored like the relationships a bit more detail.
Yeah.
And probably had more character. Probably had like more,
way more depth. To the
serious storylines. People got cancer, and there were
and just
relationships
sort of
breaking up, and depth to the friendship, like
and maybe just handle them with a little bit more. Like I've got a note down here for the last episode where it's like, five immature men badger and emotionally manipulate a pregnant woman into staying with their best friend.
Yep.
It's like that's actually what's happening.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
It's pretty disgusting. Which Sex and the City sort of it had silly things in it, but they weren't
would have done that with
damaging.
More tact,
like,
yeah, and the characters were a lot more three dimensional. And probably
the contrast between the way male and female friendships are viewed and viewing relationships through either a male or female lens. It's probably highlights the difference there. Men, it's all about
hummers.
I also want to point out that the
big dicks.
That the Sex and City, those actors can actually act.
That's a big improvement. So.
That's a big help, yeah.
Anyway, I think we should leave it there. I'm entouraged out. I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy to put this one to bed for now.
Absolutely.
So if all those listeners there jump online and to our website, www.theincompleteseries.com.
I think just two W's.
Give it a
worldwide.
Give it a go.
Worldwide? No, it's world web. Just the world web.
No, it's a people's network.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on his internet.
Yeah.
forgot about that. So jump on your Pitbull.
It's lesser known, but the hosting prices are cheaper.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So jump on your, get your Pitbull browser, download that now. It's free. You just have to download Pitbull's album as well. That's really nice.
Boogle.
Boogle. Pitgle. Yeah, so jump in your Pitbull web browser and then just look up the incompleteseries.com in Pitbull. Pitgle. Boogle.
Boogle. I think Boogle.
And you will come up and drop us a reboot idea or even a suggestion for a show. This was actually a semi-suggestion from An external party.
An angel investor?
What? Yeah, how very discreet.
Woody Harrelson.
He suggested this.
True Detective. Yeah. There's a scene where he's having sex with someone.
Oh, yeah.
And she's naked and
bet he's on the list.
He's definitely on the list.
If you see any clothed sex scenes,
send them in. We will update the list.
We'll pass it on to Lee Majors and he can punch it into the IMDb.
Excellent. And as always, if you can jump on iTunes or Stitcher and Podchaser.
Mm. Yeah, Stitcher, Podchaser. Give us a review. Drop something in.
Any fine podcasting app?
Oh, we're on Spotify as well.
We are on Spotify now.
Oh, yeah,
make a playlist of your favorite episodes.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We'll probably end up having a Drake cover.
Yeah. It covers an hour and 15 minutes of us just talking?
No, as in like we're all... I don't know if you've seen this, but every single Spotify... There's a big conspiracy recently where all Spotify playlists, regardless of the content, had a picture of Drake at the front because he released a new album.
Oh.
So the cover photo for the playlist had Drake. Yeah. And it could have been like a metal playlist.
That's interesting.
Right. And they're saying it was a...
Like
glitch?
No, like subliminal marketing, I guess.
Oh.
Is that why? Well, is that why Drake's on our emblem now?
Well, yeah,
I mean, ours was people.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're team people.
We are team people.
We ride with.
Who do you think wins in a fight, Drake?
Mr. Worldwide.
Even though he's only 1.7 centimeters tall.
I mean,
it's a problem.
He's like Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Stays that size,
tunneling through the ear, and like just
start boxing your brain.
Yeah, exactly. It's dangerous.
Won't stand a chance.
The most lethal things in the world are all microscopic.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, like bacteria, like Ebola. Ebola's real small.
Yeah.
Real small.
Okay, we should probably...
Who'll win a fight? Pitbull or Ebola?
I reckon Pitbull.
Pitbull's got Ebola covered.
Apparently the vaccine for Ebola is just like 12 milligrams of Pitbull blood.
Who'd have thunk it?
Okay. I think we maybe leave things there. Thank you, Jez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Morgan.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah.